Welcome to Conversations. And now, from Los Angeles, here's your host, Mike Dowler.
Thank you, Sean, from Los Angeles. I'm Mike Dowler. Welcome to Conversations Radio. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. Hey, on Facebook, we are simply Conversations, the podcast, on X at Converse Radio, like the shoe without the E. If you like what you hear, drop us a line, conversationspod@gmail.com. Great show tonight. We're going to feature Logan Altman. He's a Canadian actor from Toronto and has a number of projects in the works and some that he's done already, but very promising and a fantastic, fantastic human being, a great actor as well. Our co-host tonight will be the wonderful Sophia Powers. You know her as Fox from Son of a Critch. That's on the CW here in the States, and it's on CBC in Canada. Hey, so we'll talk to them in just a second. Hey, a great show for those of you who tuned in last night. Maya Leigh Clark. Maya plays Chloe on The Thunderman's Return. That is a Nickelodeon project. Used to be a series about 9 years ago, and now it's back as a movie on Paramount Plus. She also did Suicide Squad and a number of other projects. And a phenomenal, with a capital P, a phenomenal soccer player. When she's not in front of the camera, she's on a soccer field, either playing or teaching others to play. And of course, our co-host was the wonderful Kensington Tallman. You know her from Home Sweet Rome. She was in Drama Club. And she's also the voice of Riley for Inside Out 2. Coming up in June, a wonderful, wonderful feature. And a lot of really important messages in there as well. Really based on real life. Kids establish in a certain neighborhood, in a certain town, and all of a sudden they've got to move and start over again. And it's definitely a challenge for some. This movie kind of hints on this. It'll be interesting to see how it new one is because Riley now is in high school. So she's a little older. She couldn't tell me a lot about it, but Kensington, again, a wonderful voiceover artist. And she's done so much, and she had a great time voicing the role of Riley up at Pixar in Emeryville, California. And she definitely is just the bee's knees. And she's a neighbor. For those of you that tuned in live, I thank you. We had a lot of listeners. Thank you so much. And again, check out Home Sweet Rome. That's coming out in the summer, as well as her work on That Girl Lele, and of course, Inside Out 2. Tonight's guest is wonderful. Logan Altman is an actor, and he does voiceover as well. And my co-host, this is her second time co-hosting. She's a regular here on Conversations Radio. You know her as Fox on Son of a Critch. She's nothing like her character, but certainly an established actress living the dream there in British Columbia. Son of a Critch, now in season 3. We're waiting for a season 4, so we'll see what happens. Critically acclaimed, many nominations. A new one came up today, another Critics' Choice Award. Fantastic show. Mark Critch plays Papa Critch and Papa Critch as well. Malcolm McDowell is in it too. So it's, again, a fantastic cast. But the most important star of the show is Sophia Powers as the character of Fox. And she is definitely a character with a few issues, but she's working through it. And she's got a good support system there with her friends. From Vancouver, British Columbia, Sophia Powers. Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Welcome back.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, podcasting is kind of like a drug. I mean, it's a good drug. I mean, it's kind of, yeah. Once you start doing it, you know, and I think eventually you'll have your own podcast. I'm sure there's lots of stuff you could talk about.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
You're also passionate about a game.
Oh, yeah. The Last of Us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah, mom has tried to get me to do a podcast about it, but I've always been kind of too nervous. But yeah.
So is The Last of Us kind of like a rabbit hole? I mean, once you get into it, are you like...
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. My dad played it like before I ever did, and he would always try and get me to play it. And I kept kind of brushing him off. I was like, I don't want to play a video game about like the zombie apocalypse. And then I started playing it because I was bored. And I just got totally obsessed. Yeah. Like last year I was just completely consumed by that game.
What's the platform?
Yeah, you definitely go down a rabbit hole.
What's the platform for that?
To play the video game?
Yeah, what gaming system?
I think we have a PS5. That's what we play it on.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what else you can get on, but I think you can probably just any console, I'm sure.
I wonder if Switch has it.
Maybe. Logan's, I don't know. I'm not here. super into gaming. It's that The Last of Us is pretty much my one stop and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not a gamer either. I got to tell you, when video games first came out, back in my day, before you were a thing, of course, when Nintendo first came out, I mean, it was just like, it was nuts. I mean, hours and hours, Mario Brothers and Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And just went on and on and on. And then the next console came out, Super Mario Brothers, of course. Then, of course, that Star Wars, the Pod Racer and all that. And then the PS2. We had that. Yeah, there's Ellen. We got a PS2 somewhere. And then Wii. And Wii was great because you could exercise and you could do all kinds of stuff. Wii bowling is phenomenal, especially the little characters in there. They're like really funny. That's how bowlers actually look like sometimes. And then now it's the Switch. And of course, my wife plays the Switch. She's into Zelda now. And it's like.
Oh, again, yeah. I've heard a lot about that game.
Again, a rabbit hole for sure.
No, the extent to my gaming was like Minecraft and Uncharted. And then all of a sudden a huge jump to The Last of Us. So it definitely was a shift.
It's like, are you done yet? No, I'm still killing monsters. Okay, all right, sorry.
Yeah, and then it was on to like the second game, and it was a whole thing.
But it's fun, and again, my sister-in-law comes over and they play, Jeopardy and all kinds of stuff on there too. So lots of ways to go. So fun times. Let's talk acting again. You play Fox on Son of a Critch, that show airing on CBC in Canada. Airing in England as well, I understand, right?
Yeah, on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus. And of course, here it's on the CW. Malcolm McDowell was on KTLA a couple of days ago. He is the nicest guy, just so sweet.
He really is, honestly, yeah.
I think this show is good for him because it's different than what he's done before. He's done a lot of different characters. He's very classically trained. I mean, he was in Star Trek, for crying out loud. I mean, that's amazing. But this is a good role for him. You know, and I think
I think he has a lot of fun with it. He really enjoys the scripts too.
And it kind of honors Mark Critch's dad as well, you know, because that's who who he's playing. So there's some pressure there, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, the show again is a hit, folks. It's based on the book that Mark Critch wrote about his life growing up in Newfoundland. Newfoundland, I've got to think, probably different than anywhere else in Canada.
I think it is pretty I mean, compared to what I'm used to over in British Columbia, it's definitely a lot different.
I mean, it's even different than Toronto, different than Saskatoon. You know, I love that name, Saskatoon. You know, I always picture like a bunch of hippies living there or something. But certainly it's intrigued me. And I've done a lot of research and looked up stuff, and it's an amazing part of Canada. Not always a part of Canada, but it is now. And 4.5 hours ahead. That half hour, I know there's a reason for that. I'm going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, I should know the reason to that, but I don't. But yeah, I'm always just like, stupid 4.5 hour time difference.
So there's St. John's, and then there's Labrador. Mm-hmm. And I think Labrador's when it's the half hour, right? Or is it St. John's?
No, it's St. John's too.
Oh, they both have it. Okay, so there's not two time zones in Newfoundland. That'd be like nuts.
Okay. No, that would be really difficult. Yeah. No, so it's just everywhere I've been, it's just been 4.5.
And I think other countries do that as well. They have that half hour on there, you know.
Yeah. Like, you know. Yeah, I think so.
And again, I'm glad
you. Yeah, because we went to St. Pierre for like to film for an episode, and I want to say they were like 5 hours ahead.
Oh.
So jump that extra little bit.
This is not like
I mean, I could be wrong, but I remember it being something like that.
So at least it's not like, you know, we're 2 hours and 20 minutes ahead. You know, they at least round it off.
Yeah.
So you're good that way.
Yeah.
There's an old George Carlin bit where he plays the hipty dipty weatherman, you know, and he goes, in Baltimore, it's 6:42. So it's really funny. But anyway, Hey, glad to have you on. You're always welcome to co-host. And again, if you want to bring someone on with you next time to feature, because I know you know folks, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
By the way, did you and Mia get a chance to meet up?
Yeah, we did. We went out with our moms for dinner, was really fun. It was so nice to like meet her in person.
Yeah, they're a great family. And
yeah.
So you guys are pretty close to each other, so it's not too far away to travel around. And you'll be driving soon.
Yeah, she was in downtown already, so we kind of met up, which was perfect.
Was Glee there as well?
No, she wasn't. I think she was coming later or something in the week.
Yeah, they're doing Kids Bop right now, and I guess Mia got signed for a few of those as well. So that's a whole thing.
Oh, that's so cool.
And again, Mia Bella, good friend of the show. She's on Popularity Papers, and that show is really doing well too. So
it is.
A lot of great stuff in Canada. A lot of really phenomenal actors. And you have to wonder about the odds. I know in the States, and probably there too, but it's a lot of auditions, a lot of no's, and a few yeses. The yeses are always cool, you know?
Yeah.
And the no's, you just don't personalize it. As they say, the audition is the gig until you get the gig. That's what they say. My guest tonight, probably knows this. Logan Altman is an actor, a working actor, domiciled in Toronto, Canada. Hey. And by the way, I'm a quarter Canadian, so I'm allowed, hey, okay. Logan Altman, an actor from Toronto. He is well known for, his first role was on Odd Squad. And man, everyone's been on that show. It's amazing. It's been on for years. And I've had many guests on here that have, one point or another, been on that show. So there's that. And he's done just phenomenal stuff with that. Homeschooled, another show, was a series regular on there. Snow Day, know that. And then again, he got a VO job this year, a voiceover job, on Vita the Vet. Logan Altman, welcome to Conversations Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. And by the way, you folks can't see this, but Logan is sporting this wonderful retro Popeye shirt. And no, not Popeye the Chicken Place. I'm talking about Popeye the cartoon. And basically, it's a story on there for sure. Hey, glad to have you here. And welcome. Are you a Popeye fan, so to speak?
I've always loved cartoons, loved animation. Popeye is definitely one of the ones I love for sure.
And speaking of animation now, in that vein, are you a gamer as well?
I only recently got into gaming as well, but that's probably one of my more dominant hobbies. Yeah.
Okay, and your feelings on the last one, The Last of Us?
I haven't played it. I'm definitely more of a Nintendo player.
Okay.
I like old, like retro Nintendo games.
Nice.
And the newer ones as well.
Okay. So again, Sophia is all things 80s. So you guys have been along just well. So what gaming system are we talking here on Nintendo?
Switch for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Have you done Zelda yet?
I never could get into that. No.
So you're familiar with the rabbit hole analogy of once you get going on these games, you just can't stop. Hours and hours and hours. But it keeps you sharp, you know? So just Switch, nothing else.
Yep. Switch. Yeah. You know, like Mario, all that stuff.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Some people have like every game in the world, you know, I don't have the time for that. I just can't, you know, I do the one.
I think anything with a good story is perfect. Like a story that like really gets you into it.
Yeah.
That's automatically what gets me.
And the thing with Switch, by the way, it just works. I mean, either on your TV set or by itself alone with the paddles, you know, you gotta be obviously some coordination involved, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And anybody else in your house playing on Nintendo besides you, Logan?
Mostly just my dad. I've tried to get my mom into gaming, but she's not really into it as much. But me and my dad mostly we play a lot of, like, as I said, the old retro games.
Cool.
And I'm trying to get him into some new stuff as well.
Sophia, what's the oldest Nintendo game you've played that you can think of?
Honestly, I don't know if I've played much Nintendo. I think I played probably like one of the many Mario Brother games. I haven't really gotten into it that much. Because my friend had it, I think, one time, and they brought it over when they were visiting. But yeah, I haven't gotten into Nintendo as much as I think I would like to.
And some of the older games, the older arcade games like Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man mm-hmm. and Asteroids and stuff, those are just so fun. When I see those in a restaurant somewhere, usually it's some hokey pizza place or whatnot. Man, give me some quarters. I'm down. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And of course, pinball. Pinball is just,
yeah.
Again, a rabbit hole. And of course, the signal on pinball is if you're playing and someone puts a quarter down on there while you're playing, they either A, want to challenge you, or B, they want you to step away and they want to play. So it's like a whole community of pinball people that are very versed on the protocol of it all. Well, great. So you keep yourself busy with that. You are an actor. You've been doing this for some time now. And how old are you now?
15.
15, okay. You're just a kid. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all kids, you know. Odd Squad really was your first outing on TV, but you had done musical theater before that, right?
Yeah. So when I was around 9 or 10, that's when I really decided, like, I wanted to start getting into, like, acting and stuff. I kind of had, like, figured out that's something I wanted to do. So I tried getting into like musical theater first, since there's a lot of like local musical theater by where I live. So obviously that was the most like readily available thing to start acting and stuff like that. But that wasn't really for me, I found. So I started to like veer more towards like film and TV acting and stuff like that.
Was it just being on stage you didn't like, or did you... What was the...
Mostly just like theater in general. Not really for me.
The thing with musical theater is it's, number one, it's a commitment. From audition to rehearsal, the actual show. I mean, it's probably a good 6 months. So I get that. And there are folks that do both. They do TV film and they do stage as well. I don't know where they find the time, but they do. Sophia, musical theater for you, anything?
No, it's never been something I've gotten into. I mean... I think it'd be fun to do like a play or something when I'm older, but no, it's been pretty much film and TV all the way for me.
I'm waiting for Son of the Critch, the musical. That'd be great. Can you imagine? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting one.
It'd be a train wreck.
For sure.
For sure. So yeah, musical theater, not for everyone, but again, definitely you enjoy going to see musical theater though, I would think.
For sure. As I said, there's a lot of like local musical theater near where we live. Like it's only like a 5 to 10 minute drive from us. So we go to see it a lot. They have a really good youth production program where they have like youth organized productions and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we'll usually go like watch one of those and usually like some of my friends or something are in it. So we'll go to support them as well.
And I think in Hamilton as well, the arts are alive and well. And mm-hmm. Hamilton, really kind of a success story. They turned that town around. It's really done very, very well. And it's very artsy and a lot of filming there too. And of course, New York City, not too far either, right? Toronto?
New York?
I'm trying to think. I know you're close to Niagara Falls. You're not far from there.
Yes.
So yeah. I'm not sure how hard the city is from there. But anyway, a lot of arts. And a lot of arts in Vancouver, too. British Columbia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's cool about Vancouver is you're right next door to Seattle and a lot of stuff going on there. Some phenomenal shows.
Yeah. And the industry is really growing here, like for film and TV in Vancouver, which is really nice. There's like a lot of, you'll walk around like any of the neighborhoods by my house and you'll see like, every once in a while, you'll see people like filming on location, which is really cool.
Very cool. Logan Altman, all of 15 years old, an actor. Your first gig was Odd Squad. And as you know, like I said earlier, everyone has been on that show. So tell me how you got that role and what was your preparation for that?
Yeah, so it was basically when I started like getting into film and TV acting, got an agent, all that stuff. And then I was around 10 or 11 at that time. I started auditioning, like my first audition, I think, was for Odd Squad. And then it just kept going. Like almost all of my auditions for almost a year were all like for
Wow.
Odd Squad. And then
Really?
eventually, like when I was around like 11, I got the part. So,
And how many episodes were you on?
just one.
Just one, okay. And again, everybody's done that gig. Was that a self-tape or would you go in person? How was the audition for that?
So it started like, as I said, there were quite a bit of auditions for it, and it started off as like mostly self-tapes, and then it started to get into more like in-person stuff and callbacks and stuff like that.
Now, was this during COVID?
Yes, this was.
So how was that? I mean, obviously everyone had to adjust during this time. What was the situation for that?
Yeah, so I mean, it definitely helped that that was happening right around when I was getting into acting and stuff like that, because like self-tapes and stuff, I didn't have to deal with the adjustment of like in person to self-tape and stuff like that. It was just jumping in right into the self-tapes, and I think that definitely helped. Like if I had gone into acting earlier, it probably would have been a little more difficult, because most stuff was in person at that time. But
Sure.
I feel like when me and my parents were starting to like get to know the industry, the at home aspect of it definitely helped, because we hadn't quite figured out like transportation or anything like that yet.
There's a process to learn how to navigate all of this. Sophia, you know this very, very well because you navigate all the way from Vancouver to all the way across the country to Newfoundland. So what an adjustment for you. I mean, to pick up. And you got that role pretty quick, so you were basically off and running.
Yeah, I did. It was, I mean, it was quite a few. Like it was a lot. It was a while when I started to when I got Critch, but once I got it, yeah, it definitely picked up. Was like, oh, you're going to the other side of the country. So it was an adjustment for sure.
So, Logan, you were the Seattle Creature Agent on Odd Squad. And when you look back and when you've seen yourself on TV and you've seen that role, what's your emotion when you watch yourself?
At the time, it wasn't that bad, but obviously now, like, I look a lot different than I did when I was on the show. So, it's definitely like a little weird, but it's definitely interesting to like look back on that stuff like now and like compare it to the stuff I'm doing now.
By the way, do you get spotted now because of that? I would think, because you've done other stuff too.
I remember like I think it was last year, they were doing some reruns of the episode, and there was quite a bit of like getting spotted, I guess you would say.
Okay.
There was that, but when the episode came out, I think it came out on YouTube. It didn't show that much on cable, so they didn't I that didn't really happen at that time.
So I'm thinking, Sophia, every person that approaches you while you're out and about is a potential spotter. Like, does that run through your mind? Like, okay, I'm gonna get spotted
Yeah.
now, or when they, or
I mean,
when they start staring a lot at you, then you know that, like, okay, I've been spotted.
yeah, I think I don't have to worry about it so much here, but definitely when I'm in Newfoundland and stuff, you can kind of tell,
Yeah.
because they'll be staring at me for a little bit, contemplating coming up to me, and then usually they do, but you can kind of you see it and you wait for them. You kind of give like a little wave.
Yeah, I'm very, very cautious about that too, because being in LA, it happens to me all the time where I spot people that I know, and I'm very, very, I say, very casual, and I don't sit and stare and all that, but I will say hello. So far, the biggest one was Gwen Stefani. That was just phenomenal.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I actually met her
That would be
twice.
so cool.
Met her twice. I was at a Starbucks in North Hollywood, and I said, "You're Gwen," and she says, "Yes, I am." We took a picture, and that was it. And I got that picture somewhere. And then like 2 years ago, I'm at Mel's Diner in Sherman Oaks, California, in the center of the San Fernando Valley. Again, LA is the beauty salon at the edge of the universe, so everyone is everywhere. She walks in, and right behind her is Blake. So it was very, very cool.
Whoa.
She remembered me, and they are just wonderful, both of them. So that was a really cool, a cool thing. And it happens all the time. You realize early on, and I think when I first moved to LA in the 80s, back in my day, you know, you were like just always starstruck. Because I mean, I grew up in San Francisco, and we had celebrities there as well, a lot of mostly musicians, you know, like from Jefferson Starship and Journey and folks like that. You know, when you're in LA, it's definitely, it's very, very different than anywhere else in the world for that. And you know, and basically, you know that that's going to happen. And my earliest job, when I first came to LA, I worked in an answering service. You know, just I was all of 21 years old. I was in this, working in this answering service. And we had a lot of celebrities on the board and stuff. So it's like, you just knew that it was just, they put their pants on just like you do, you know?
Yeah.
2022 for you, Logan, a busy year. Two projects here.
Oh, yeah.
So what came first, Snow Day or Homeschooled? Homeschooled, of course, is a series. And Snow Day was a movie. So which one came first?
Homeschooled.
And how many episodes is that?
Around, I want to say like 10, 12 episodes.
Okay,
maybe?
Wow.
And around you were that range. Yeah.
Gunter Hansen.
Yeah.
Definitely different than your work on Odd Squad.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Were those long days? How were the scripts on that?
Honestly, when I first saw the scripts, it was just hilarious. I love the style of comedy that they use in that show. It was hard to like not laugh while we were filming it, and it was just a very enjoyable like set and crew, and the days, like, you know, obviously made it easier that it was like it was a very like calm and chill environment.
Sure.
So that definitely helped a lot.
Yeah. And speaking about laughing on set, again, Sophia, I'm back to you. You've been through that too. a lot of comedic moments there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, when you're working with a comedy and the scripts are good, like, it's hard not to laugh when you're doing these scenes because they get so funny.
And then Snow Day, Logan. Now, Snow Day, again, Eli Welch. That is an amazing movie. And it's, again, funny as well. Was there really snow there?
We filmed in Montreal.
Oh.
There was like a bit of snow, but not quite as much as they wanted on certain days, depending on the day. So they did have like machines like for fake snow, but really they would only put like a couple layers, not too much.
How long was the shoot for that?
So it was about like a couple months.
Oh.
And then there was a bit of like a break, and then they called me back in for a bit, and then that was it. Yeah.
So you basically, you pulled a Sophia, you picked up and you went to Montreal for 2 months. How was that transition? I mean, what was it like compared to living in Toronto?
It was definitely hard, especially the thing I was most worried about was my dog, to be honest, because we had just gotten him like a little while before, and it was our first time like leaving him for a long time. But other than that, I had been to Montreal before, so we were used to the area. It was a really great experience all around. Yeah.
And that movie came out, and did that go right to, was it in theaters or was it streamed?
So there was a screening before the release in LA.
Okay.
And then they released it on Paramount Plus after.
Oh, very cool. So again, here you are. You've done Odd Squad. You did Homeschooled. And then you have Snow Day. The emotion while you watched yourself, because you like doing stuff funny. So obviously you had a chance to be funny in this one as well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was really fun, like, to create like those comedic like dynamics with the different cast, especially Jerry Trainer from iCarly, and he was really like fun to work with, especially I was already a fan of his before we started production, So like having him there, especially in most of the scenes I was in and the other casts were in, definitely helped like flesh out like more of the comedy.
Sophia, do you want to do a movie?
I do. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. Me too would be great. Yeah.
I mean, TV obviously is fun, and you're on a fantastic show. And again, we're praying
Yeah.
feverishly for a season four. But doing a film,
Yeah,
definitely a different dynamic.
I can imagine it would be like definitely different pacing and everything. But yeah, I think a feature has been on my bucket list for a
Okay.
while, so I would definitely love to have a feature.
So you want to do a comedy? You want to do a drama? You want to do a suspense, horror? What did you like
I
horror, right?
mean, yeah, I was gonna, I mean, like anything would be great to
Yeah.
get, but I think definitely a horror
Yeah.
would be pretty fun.
Be very
I love
fun.
horror movies.
And who do you want to work with? Who's your ideal castmate out of all the actors in the world, or actresses as well? You want to think about it? Okay, we'll circle back. I put you on the
Definitely.
point. And for you, Logan, again, I see a trend here with comedies, so that's kind of your strength. Do you want to
Oh yeah.
do a drama as well?
A drama would definitely be something that I'd be interested in, but I agree, like my heart will always be like with comedy. I've always loved comedy. I've always loved funny stuff, watching funny stuff, listening to funny stuff, ever since I was younger. So I'll probably continue to invest my time in more comedy in the future, but I would definitely be like willing to explore like other genres. Like you mentioned suspense or horror. Horror is definitely something I have on my bucket list for sure.
All right.
Like a horror feature or something like
Sure.
that would be great.
Thanks.
And let me circle back with Sophia. Sophia, do you have an answer yet?
I have a lot of answers,
Oh.
but I'll keep it to one. And
Okay.
I think Saoirse Ronan.
Oh,
It's
yes.
not for horror, but just like for anything. I love Saoirse Ronan. She's awesome.
She's sweet.
I mean, you probably know her from Lady Bird and like Little Women.
Yeah, Lady Bird, definitely an awkward character, but it's really good.
Yeah.
On my list as well of my favorite films. Let's go ahead and stomp down, guys, just one second. This is Conversations Radio. Our guest is the wonderful Logan Altman, all the way from Toronto, Canada. And my co-host from the other side of Canada, actress Sophia Powers. You know her as Fox on Son of a Critch. And that show, again, is on CBC as well as the CW in the States. And actually, it's on tonight here in LA at 9 o'clock. They run an hour of The Conners, then they run Son of a Critch. So it's a good little segue to get you warmed up a little bit, you know. But again, a great show, guys. Check it out. And this is her second time co-hosting. And you do a really good job.
Thank you.
She'll be at Guitar Center soon, investing in her recording equipment. And she'll be a regular podcaster. And I know in Canada, podcasting is like a thing. So very, very cool. You are doing voiceover stuff as well, Logan, and I love this. I think that voiceover is one of those things that, yeah, like during the pandemic, it just didn't stop. People were like going crazy with that, either voicing from their home with Source Connect or going
For
into a
sure.
studio and voicing there. But Vita the Vet.
Banjo, that is the name of a koala character in the show.
So it's not an actual banjo.
No, not
Oh,
an actual banjo,
well, I
no.
was wrong. And what kind of character is he?
So, he's basically like if you can think of a stereotypical teenager, then that's probably him. So obviously toned down a little more for preschool audiences.
Sure.
All the like slacking, sleeping, a little bit of ignorance, a lot of interest in the arts,
Okay. But nothing like Logan Altman, I don't think. I don't picture you as a slacker. No. And Sophia, you're definitely not a slacker. She's up bright and early every morning and she's ready to tackle the world. So that's good. And again, this is your 40s.
Sometimes I do like
Do you want to do voiceover, Sophie, as well? voice work?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like I definitely would like to go into it, but it has been something I've been kind of wanting to look into, but I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
No.
You keep at that because your voice is definitely very unique. And for you, Logan, this was your first VO role. So the
It was.
character, were you able to basically choose the voice you wanted to use, or did you say go with your regular voice? Who
Yeah,
decides
so that's
that?
an interesting question. They originally in the audition, right off the bat, they said, they wanted a real like teenage voice, which I thought was really interesting because you don't really see that a lot, and especially like in preschool targeted cartoons and cartoons for younger audiences, you don't really see a lot of like deep voices that aren't as like high pitched or energetic or anything like that. It was definitely like good to have that experience and know that that voice is something that can be put into those types of shows.
And how many episodes on that?
I believe there's 24
Oh
episodes
my.
around there.
So this was a big deal for you. I mean, that's fantastic. And you went in and did that. So to voice one episode, how long does that take usually?
So usually I went in a few times, I'd say 4 or 5 times to the studio, and so they just give me like a batch of it could be like lines from this episode, lines from that episode, just like a bunch of random stuff, whatever they need to record that day, and then I go in and then record it, and sometimes they'll do like miscellaneous lines like that they can just throw in anywhere if they need one to like fill in a space or something like that. And then if they need some that they missed or if they need more like throwaway lines, then they'll call me in again and send me the scripts and yeah, goes like that usually.
So, are you in by yourself voicing, or is it with the rest of the cast?
By myself.
Okay, wow. And are you watching on a screen the actual show, or no?
Yes, yeah, so they'll usually have like just like a few like sketched out frames that they have,
Okay.
but usually not like animated or fleshed out all the way, just so they can like animate around my voice. So like I guess if they say, oh, that he kind of made it sound like he's pointing somewhere or something like that, then they can animate him pointing without having to go back and redo everything.
That's amazing. I mean, that's really a thing. And again, I love watching these guys when you're like a bunch of them in one room. And of course, COVID kind of changed that back in the day when that happened. But these rooms, these voiceover rooms with all the actors, it's just hilarious. And there's some real heavyweights out there doing this consistently. We featured Carlos Alice Rocky on here a couple years ago, and his whole family is doing VO. His daughter was in Star Trek, and he's done tons of stuff. He was also the voice of Yo Quiero Taco Bell, the dog. He's also a comedian, but again, it's a livelihood, and there are folks that make a living just doing voiceover, and many are working from their home. They got booths at home, and they've got portable booths, so they can, if they're out and about, they can just set up on a moment's notice and record stuff, and then and send that on its way. Talk about dynamics, though. So you've gone from TV to, well, for first stage, then TV, then film, and then VO. So that's wow. Obviously, you want to do more of that.
Yeah, for sure. TV, film, especially voiceover now. There's lots of like different avenues that I definitely want to like keep exploring.
Do you have a preference between VO or film?
I don't know. I haven't done that much VO compared to film or TV. I think there's definitely like interesting aspects about both. I'd say probably TV or film, especially film. I really enjoyed my time on Snow Day, and I definitely think that I prefer like a film set over going in a booth and recording, but that definitely is really interesting, a really interesting experience. Yeah.
Yeah, but that being said, I could see you developing your own animated series or feature and having you voice the title character or voice other characters, multiple characters on that, because I think you've got that that tonnage to your voice where you could do things. I don't know if you've played with like other like accents or dialects or you do an English accent, right? Don't you?
Yeah. So in Homeschooled, I do a mix of like a British German accent, and then in Snow Day, I do a British accent.
So give me the English accent real quick.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Just say hello. Let's go out for fish and chips.
Fish and chips?
Yeah.
Like, order fish and chips?
Yeah.
I have some fish and... hold on, it's been a while since I've done this. all right. May I have some... I think I'm a little rusty right now. So,
no, it's wonderful.
We'll talk on that. Really, I haven't practiced it that much with since Snow Day. I have been experimenting with some other dialects as well.
Oh.
I've been learning, some sort of like Russian dialect or something around there. I'm definitely trying to like broaden my my range in that sense to help with, you know, things like voiceover, like sure. You said.
How's your French?
I am almost fluent. Yeah.
Really? Just like Sophia?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you fluent, Sophia?
Oh, no. No. Oh. Not fluent in French. No. No.
Is French still mandatory in high school in Canada?
I'm in a French immersion program. So I'd say around half, maybe less than half my courses are in French. So not just like a French class. So French is mandatory up to either 9th grade or 10th grade, I think.
Wow.
And then, just as a class.
Yeah, for us, it's unless you're in French immersion, it's mandatory up until 8th grade. And then you can choose.
And I guess the French spoken in Canada is different than the French spoken in France. The dialect is a little different, I think. It's kind of like with Spanish. Other countries, a lot of countries are Spanish speaking, but some are different than others as well, like Argentina or Mexico or Cuba or, you know, or Spain even. Languages are amazing. I love languages. Of course, you know, a lot of Spanish spoken here in Southern California. So we've got a lot, you know, Mexico is just around the corner. So a lot of that, but I tried French and I tried learning from the tapes. I bought the cassette tapes and I did it. And talk about a rabbit hole. I mean, it was hard. I can't say, tu sais comment faire ne mange pas d'amo, which basically I believe is my sister doesn't like shellfish. I think it was pretty close. Or qu'est-ce que vous cherchez exactement? You know, what exactly are you looking for? So, but that's about the extent of it. I think if I got lost in like Paris, I'd be lost. Who is this American trying to speak French? You know, again, we're talking to Logan Altman, and our co-host here is the wonderful Sophia Powers. We're going to start winding down for just a second here. But I saw an item on your resume here I'm curious about, Logan. And everyone does these unique kind of roles that are like a one-off. And again, maybe one-off's not the right term, but this definitely was an opportunity for you. Scarborough, tell me about that.
Yeah. So I was just doing, I think this was around the time, like during Odd Squad, maybe before, maybe a little bit after, I can't remember for sure. But so I was just doing background for it, and they just needed, it was like in a classroom, different students in a classroom, and I guess they needed one student to say a line, so they said, you know, go ahead and say a line, and then,
This was a kind of a heavy movie, though. Kind of heavy, though, right? The content?
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like it, yeah. I'm going to look for it on streaming somewhere, because it looks really, really good. And by the way, Sophia, on the Critch side, I could totally see Logan like as one of Fox's brothers. Do you see it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think I could see that.
No.
Yeah.
And you're funny, but can you be like a bully as well? Are you do that character? Like a bully character?
I don't know. I mean, acting is acting, so yeah, I guess exactly. Whatever the character needs, I guess.
Well, you are amazing. I mean, again, I ran through your stuff, and it's always fun to talk to our acting friends in the Great White North of Canada, and really Great White North in Toronto. Now the snow's going though, so that's not too bad. A lot of stuff going to happen for you very, very quick. And it looks like it has. You work consistently for the last 3 years. Any new projects besides Vita the Vet?
Yeah, so I just finished writing my own short film that I'm producing.
Oh!
Personally.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so right now I just have a few people for it. We're just trying to find, like, fill up spaces for, like, crew and a little bit of cast as well. We're playing the film, like, in a month, maybe.
Oh, great. Do you have a working title?
Not right now. No, okay. It's currently untitled. So.
Okay, okay. Wow. And you've casted everybody, obviously? Or you're working on casting people? Mm-hmm. So that's, is it a comedy, drama?
We have most of our cast for now, but yeah.
Comedy, dramedy, horror, suspense? What's the genre?
So it's a little bit, it's like, kind of like a surrealist type comedy. There's a little bit, you know, aliens, superheroes, all that stuff. Talking water bottles, you know.
Wow.
it's, you know,
talking water bottles.
I kind of like,
Sounds
yeah,
like a
I
video
kinda,
game.
Like, went through a phase around the time that I was writing it. I was feeling really inspired by movies like, you know, Bill and Ted and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it came from, was like stoner type movies like
sure.
that. So.
And Bill and Ted's great because it's like way over the top. And that's what you expect from
right,
that,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Wayne's World and stuff like that, where it's like, okay, how far are they going to take it, you know? And they do. And it's hilarious. You're absolutely amazing, Logan. I'm glad to have you on here tonight, and I'm so glad you guys had a chance to meet as well. I could so see you on Son of a Critch. I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Definitely. You keep at it with the filmmaking, because that's going to be a wonderful thing. Short yeah. films are like little engine that can, you know, they take on a life of their own and are amazing. They don't pay a lot, but I mean, again, it's art. Obviously, you want to do filmmaking too, so this is a good starting ground for you
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that's definitely like something I'm exploring right now. As it's more of a hobby right now, but yeah, we'll see where it stems into.
Sophia, short films at all? Anything?
Have I made short
yeah.
films?
Yeah.
I haven't made any that. Sounds really cool though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think filmmaking and like directing and all that has definitely been a huge interest of mine. It's something I've looked into going to school for and stuff once I graduate.
Are there good film schools in Vancouver?
Yeah, kind of, depending on what kind of filmmaking you want to go into, but
sure.
I'm looking probably more like down in the States, I think.
Okay.
Since
and,
I have the dual citizenship,
right,
that'd be nice.
You're dual, you end up in LA. Very cool. Although you would
yeah.
miss Tim Hortons if you came to LA. That'd be it. That's the only thing. Yeah.
Tim Hortons is really good.
Yeah. Tim Hortons, Logan, Timpits, pretty amazing, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I probably go like a few times a month. Yeah, it's definitely, yeah. Yeah, if I moved to the States, it would definitely be something I would miss. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
For us, it's Krispy Kreme. That's like the big deal down here. I mean, it's like everywhere. And you guys don't have In-N-Out, though. In-N-Out burgers are
no
phenomenal.
No, we don't. I wish we did, though.
That's
I wish we had Smash Burgers here in Canada.
Yeah. You gotta,
oh, my God. Or Shake Shack or like all that. Those
yeah,
places, like, oh, they're so good.
Do you have Five Guys?
We do, yeah.
Five Guys is like an amazing. They're kind of expensive, though. I know. They give you that big bag of fries, though, which is great. And of course, the Habit. You guys know the Habit? Great burgers. No?
No, I don't think so.
Burger King. You got Burger King, right? Everybody's got Burger King.
Ooh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And of course, Domino's. Domino's is everywhere now. So it's like, you know, I'm not a big Domino's fan. Yeah. And yeah. So again, a lot of food there as well. Canada, definitely a lot of foodie cities too. So, you know, and
yeah.
Some of the best Chinese food I had was in Vancouver, by the way. It was really, really good. So
yeah, we got some like really, we have really cool, like if you go downtown and stuff like that, the restaurants are really awesome.
And also in Toronto, I'm thinking a very big Asian community as well, right, Logan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Again,
yeah.
Some great Asian
food. Definitely a lot of like, you know, if you're into like Middle Eastern food, Persian food, there's
definitely
a very big Persian community.
Love it, yeah.
In Toronto. So all that stuff.
Yeah, we do Persian food like once a week. We're doing like kebabs and stuff and, you know, and all the lavash bread and all that stuff. It's really, really good. So,
oh, yeah.
But hey, you know, again, it's not food talk, but we kind of go all over the place on Conversations Radio because it's just a conversation. And Logan Altman, it's so great to have you on tonight. Thank you so much. Can they follow you on social media?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. At Logie Drama. So that is... at LOGYDRAMA, or you can just search up my name, Logan Altman, on Instagram, and it will probably pop up.
How did you pick Logie Drama? I love that.
I don't know. I was around 9 or 10 when I picked it. I don't know the reasoning behind it. There's probably some sort of reasoning behind it, but yeah.
Awesome. His movies are out, and of course, episodes of Odd Squad, as well as Vita the Vet. I'm sure that's around. And Snow Day, streaming everywhere. Logan, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank
and you'll
you.
Come back on.
It's been great to be on here.
You'll come back on again, right?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what okay. The future holds.
All right. Your future is bright, sir. Don't worry about that. Thank you so much. Sophia Powers, glad to have you back as well. Again, Son of a Critch, Season 3. Still waiting for Season 4. Are you still pinching yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'm still crossing my fingers, hoping for Season 4.
Now, do you watch the episodes at home as well?
I do. I watch for everyone else, and then I watch with my hand and my face for all my scenes. Because it's very interesting to watch yourself.
Is there a moment of clarity where you say, hey, I remember that scene?
Or there's like a scene that I'm scared to see myself do. And I know it's coming up, so I'll leave the room. I'm like, no, I know what I'm expecting, so I don't want to see it. But most of the time, it's okay. And I'm like, oh, actually, that did turn out better than I thought.
Well, the scene where the Critches are having dinner in the Chinese restaurant, and Kara's there, and then you show up as a waitress. I mean, I'm like, oh, I just felt totally awkward for him. I mean, for Mark, that was like, oh, gosh, you know. And
that was a really fun scene to film.
I think you basically made your mark on that because he just gave you a Valentine's card, and you know, so that's
I mean, he did a little bit more than a Valentine's Day card. He dropped a certain L word, and then he just goes off on a date.
And Maya McNair is great in that show. She's so good, you know.
She is.
And Daisy Harris as well. And all of Mark's flames, you know. He's the ladies' man, so to speak. again, the scenes on the bus, the best. And certainly, some actors tend to analyze. I think we talked about this before where you see a scene, you're like, why did they go with that take? That's not the one I picked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or you're like, I think there is another one in there that I did something different or like something I wish they would have taken. But
and I have to think that as well. You know, you sit down, you say, okay, I'm not going to analyze it. And then before you know, you're like, oh, you're analyzing it. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's inevitable when it's your own work. Like you always sit there and kind of nitpick and you're like, oh, like, why did I do that? Or like, next time I need to do this instead. And like, yeah, I mean, you're always going to do that when it's your own stuff.
And for you too, Logan, as well. Obviously, you've had that situation where you've sat and watched it, your hands on your face, like, oh my gosh, is that really me? Yeah, did I really do that?
Sure. I mean, it's hard enough when you're watching it by yourself, but then when you're watching it with other people, then it becomes like a whole different story.
So. Oh yeah.
It's kind
of
like...
I remember one of the scenes I did for Homeschooled. It was, what was it? I think my character Gunter was presenting a box of condoms, and then obviously, you know, I'm gonna watch the show when it comes out with my family and with family members. So that was definitely very awkward to watch.
Yeah, I will say having my family watch my like on screen first kiss is an interesting experience. That I can't say I was fully prepared for. It was weird.
Art imitates life, so they say. Again, two wonderful actors here with us. Sophia, they can follow you on Instagram as well.
Yeah, they can follow me at sophia.powers.official.
Awesome. We look for you on future episodes of Son of a Critch. And again, folks, waiting for that season 4. It's going to happen. It has to happen. Logan Altman and Sophia Powers, I thank you.
Thank you so much for having me back.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's anytime. Been great to be on here. Hey, guys, that's a wrap. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram @ Conversations Radio. This is Conversations Radio. So long.